Welcome to the Every Nation New York podcast. Every Nation exists to help people know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Enjoy the talk.
All right, we'll take care about the offering little by little. We're getting organized here as we go. Christmas Eve is always a little bit of a different service, but it's always fun. Normally we begin the sermon by reading the section of Scripture, but we've got some kids in with us today, like we normally do Christmas Eve and Christmas service. And so instead of reading the Scripture, we're going to show you a Scripture video. Y'all ready for that?
Yes.
Okay. And so here's the Scripture for today, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20 in video.
Long ago, the ruler of the Roman Empire sent out a decree to all the land, including where Joseph and Mary lived. It said,
"A census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All must return to register, each to his own town."
So Joseph left his hometown of Nazareth and went to the city of King David, Bethlehem, where his ancestors lived. He took along his pregnant bride-to-be, Mary. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to give birth to her son. This was no ordinary baby, for Mary became pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Savior of the world, was born, and Mary wrapped him up in spare cloths and put him in a manger because their inn had no rooms available. This was how God's Son entered the world. In a nearby field, some shepherds were keeping watch of their flock. In the sky, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around. The shepherds were terrified, but the angel said to them,
"Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased."
When the angels had disappeared, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the newly born baby, who was lying in a manger. After leaving the inn, they spread the word about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them, that God's Son, the promised Savior of the world, had been born. Mary heard all these things and treasured them in her heart.
Back on, there we go. So, that's the Christmas story. I don't know about you, but I grew up every Christmas morning, my dad had to read us the Christmas story. And he always read that chapter from, that section from Luke chapter 2. And he read it, then it's supposed to become one of the best loved sections of Scripture. For little kids on Christmas morning, it became one of the most hated sections of Scripture. "I want to open the gifts. I'm just waiting. Get over, get done with it. Why do we got to read this all the time? Why can't we open up our gifts?" But as I've grown older, I've got to appreciate that section of Scripture. And this morning, as we've, in the last few weeks, we've been going through all the different stories of Christmas and the people that angels visited in apprehension of Jesus' birth during the Advent season. So we talked about how the angels visited Zechariah and Elizabeth and announced that John the Baptist would be born, and how they then visited Joseph and how they visited Mary. And today we're going to talk about how they visited the shepherds on this, the day when Jesus was born. God visited the shepherds. And it's a great thing as we talk about the shepherds today. I don't have a whole lot of experience with sheep and shepherds, but I did get some interaction with some sheep when I went to get married to my wife, because she grew up in New Zealand, and so her family's all there. So we went to New Zealand. And if you don't know anything else about New Zealand, there are more sheep than people in New Zealand. And so we actually got face to face with some sheep. We went to for those of you who also don't know, they filmed the movie The Lord of the Rings in New Zealand. And so they were, while we were there having our wedding, they were actually in the middle of filming the Hobbit movies. And then Peter Jackson, the director, got a perforated ulcer and they had to stop filming. But what they did was while they're waiting for him to heal, they let people take tours. And so we went up for a tour. And Hobbiton is actually in the middle of a sheep farm. And so we got to see a bunch of sheep. I think I have a picture of us and me and the sheep. We were up there. My brother and I, we snuck off and we chased sheep around the mountains of New Zealand, which was fun. It was just another way because it's a long drive out of town to go to Hobbiton. And as we're driving there, we just really had to go to the bathroom. So we stopped and we chased the sheep up to where no one could see. And then that's probably too much information. But good thing Jesus was born and forgave us of our sins, so y'all can forgive me of my stories. But there we were, chasing sheep up in the mountains. And so we saw some sheep. And then when you go into Hobbiton, they bring a shepherd in to show you how the sheep are sheared. And so we have a picture of there's a shepherd shearing a sheep. He was kind of a cute guy, I think, and kind of buff. So all the women in the group were taking lots of pictures of the shepherd at Hobbiton tours. I'm not sure that most sheep shepherds are known for their good looks and taking pictures, but this one was. So anyway, that's my experience with shepherd and sheep. But now let's go back to when Jesus was born and get back to the Christmas story here. Sorry for that brief detour, a bit of my life, more than you wanted to know. But here's the thing about shepherds. Shepherds are honestly, I love how God saved them for last. And God often saves the best for last. And because in shepherds, there's so much of our story. And so much of the Christmas story is represented in the shepherds. Throughout Israel's history, shepherds represented some of the greatest heroes of the Jewish faith and the Christian faith. And so we see Moses, who grew up in the house of the Pharaoh, in the ruler's house, an emperor's house. But God said, you're not ready. You're not ready to lead my people until you go off into the desert and take care of sheep for a while. And David, the greatest ruler in all of Israel's history, he was a shepherd. And so God coming and announcing to shepherds. On the other side, shepherds also represented the lowest part of Hebrew society. Because shepherds, we're sort of like outcasts. They're always out in the fields watching the sheep. They could actually never go into the temple because they were always ceremonial unclean, because they were always handling these sheep. They were always killing sheep. They're always out there. So shepherds actually couldn't come to church like you or I. So shepherds here, they would never be able to come into the temple. And so shepherds represent these two dichotomies of the worst of Hebrew history and the best. And I love that because in a lot of ways it so represents our God. We go back in history with these shepherds. And if we go back to to Luke chapter 2, and it starts off and it says, when Augustus was reigning, when he was the ruler, and this Caesar Augustus was actually a ruler who would often announce himself as the bringer of peace. When he would come into a new region or into a city, the people going, the heralds who would run before this emperor, the Roman emperor at that time, they would announce him as Augustus, the bringer of peace. And it's interesting because, I think Luke particularly does that just to contrast. He says, when Augustus was ruling, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, was born. You have this false peace that the world tries to bring, this emperor who rules with an iron fist. And I think it's interesting, he talks about how Augustus was ruler and they're taking a census. Why are they taking a census? So they know who they can tax. Who's going to give to me? That's the measure of an emperor's wealth and rulership, is how many people can I tax and take their money? So in this moment when people were being counted so that they could be taxed, Jesus came. Not to tax, but to give. this ruler who is going to be so different from the rulers of this earth. Rulers who wanted to tell you, here's how many people I rule, and here's the measure of my wealth and my kingdom. And there's Jesus who says, here's a measure of my kingdom is how many people I can serve and give myself for. And so Luke brings this contrast, and into this contrast, he talks about how Mary and Joseph are going to Bethlehem to give birth. And I love that God chose Bethlehem. You see, everything that God does is on purpose. This specific moment in history that God chose, it's not a fable, it's not a myth. God chose a specific moment in history and a real place in history, Bethlehem, the city where David came from. A city known for the greatest shepherd of all times and known for its shepherds, because historians tell us that the shepherds around Bethlehem, they're the ones who would raise the lambs that would be sacrificed in the temple. And so they had to raise these lambs. The Bible says they had to be, the rules say they had to be without spot, without blemish, in order to qualify to be able to be brought to the temple to die. Being raised by shepherds who themselves could never qualify to go into the temple because they handled these sheep. And the irony of that, right? These shepherds who are raising these sheep and taking care of them and making sure that they don't get wounded, they don't get torn up on a thorn bush or injured by a lion or a wolf, that they don't fall and break a leg, because then they wouldn't be able to be sold to the temple to be sacrificed. And yet they themselves could never qualify to go into the temple. So this contrast. And that God would choose shepherds to reveal himself. These shepherds who, the Lord, the shepherds didn't have friends. They had to be out watching the sheep all the time. They're the outcasts. And to them, these are the ones that God chooses to announce himself. And you know, it's interesting because God would send an angel to Mary. God sent an angel to Joseph. But when it came time to announce to the shepherds, first an angel showed up. But then the Bible says the whole sky was filled with angels. And God saved his best for those who you and I, we would think, would be least deserving. The guys who couldn't even go into the temple. That's who God saved his best for. The whole heavenly host showed up and began to sing, "Glory to God in the highest." And I love how, when I grew up, we used to always read the King James, which I love the King James, especially this Bible story, because told the shepherds, this will be the sign to you. You go into the city, you'll find a babe. And I always thought, that's my scripture growing up. I want to find a babe. Sorry. Sort of my own interpretation right in there. But here's what, just getting back to the scripture. Here's what the Bible says. You're going to find this baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And so God sends these shepherds with all these angels saying, "Glory to God in the highest." And that God would choose shepherds. And here's the thing I love about shepherds too is that Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. John chapter 10, Jesus talking about himself, Jesus says this to his shepherds. He says, to his disciples, he says, "So Jesus again said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them.'" See, every ruler before Jesus, all they wanted to do was to tax the people, to take from them, to steal their lives. And it's the same in us. Anything that we give our lives to is really a thief trying to steal our lives and steal what we were really created for. You and I, we were created for our Savior. We are created to live lives according to God's purpose. And everything else in life that comes before God is simply there to try to steal God's purpose. The peace, the purpose that God places upon our lives, everything else that we give our lives to, whether it's our career, our bank account, our friendships, our popularity, whatever we give our lives to is really in the end going to steal. It's just going to take from what God intended for our lives. Jesus goes on to say this. He says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And so here we have these shepherds who historians tell us would at different times end up laying down their lives for their sheep. We think of David, the greatest shepherd of all time, the most well-known shepherd of all time. And what got him famous? He said, I fought a lion to protect my sheep, and I killed the lion. I fought a bear to protect the sheep, and I killed the bear. There are other shepherds who fought lions and bears. But what made David stand out is that the lion and the bear died. He didn't die. But these shepherds, outcasts of societies, but the thing that they knew was they knew how to give their lives for their sheep. Any good shepherd would stand in that place of danger to protect his sheep. And that's the heart that God was looking for when he said, Moses, you need to go be a shepherd before you can lead my people. David, you're a shepherd. You can lead my people. Jesus, the heart of a shepherd. And so when God looks at us, he looks at, and he sees two things. One, he sees in us people who are outcasts, who have no way of qualifying to be good enough to get into the temple and earn God's approval. And then the other side, he's saying, I want you to be like shepherds, to have a heart for others, to be willing to lay down your life for a friend. The Bible says, no man has any greater love than this. And he says, and Jesus said, this is the thing you have to have. You want to be pleasing to me, you have to have love for others. You have to be willing to lay, like a shepherd, to lay down your life for someone else. So look back in the announcement that the angels made. They said, glory to God in the highest. If we go to verse 13. And on earth, peace among those with whom he, God, is pleased. And now, I grew up always reading it, glory to God in the highest, and to men, you know, goodwill to men, or peace to all men. But the scripture actually, when you go back to the original scripture, it actually reads differently. It says, God's peace comes to those with whom God is pleased. And so when I first read it this way, I thought, well, that's different. They got to be wrong. Somebody translated that wrong. It's like they're starting to look back and say, oh, actually, that's the right translation. So then the next question is, who is God pleased with? And God said, it's a bunch of shepherds, a bunch of outcasts, people who are the misunderstood, the rejected, the outcasts, those who could never qualify to come into my presence on their own. The good news is now, because of Jesus, we're all accepted. We all come, not because of who we are, but because of who he is. And he changes our hearts to give us the heart of the shepherd, where we in turn can lay down our lives for others. Who is God pleased with? Hebrews 11:6 says this. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, who is God pleased with? Those who have faith. Those who trust that the gift of Jesus is enough for our salvation. And so on this Christmas Eve day, my prayer is that we would come and we would really capture the heart of God, the heart of the shepherd, to love others, but also the realization that we are accepted not because of who we are, because in and of ourselves we're like those shepherds, we could never come into the temple. But because of Jesus, we're made accepted. Bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, this morning we come to you and we are so thankful for Jesus, the great shepherd, who came not to steal, kill, or destroy, who came not to make himself famous, who came not to tax his people, but who came to give his life for his people. The little baby in a manger, the Son of God above, born to die, that I might live. Father, we thank you this morning for your great, great love. Father, this morning we trust, we believe in that love. We believe in little baby born in a manger came to die for us, that we would be accepted before God. And so we thank you for it. We receive Jesus once again into our hearts. We call him our Savior. We call him our Messiah. We call him
Rock of Faith in
Christ. Our Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us at Every Nation New York City, where our vision is to partner with God and people to transform the city one life at a time.